David, point the army and save you. No one's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. And these boots made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. But one of these days, these boots, I'm gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking that you're gonna burn. I just found me a brand new box of matches, and when it knows you ain't got time to learn. And these boots are ready for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
Ready, boots, start walking. Crispin Glover doing These Boots Are Made for Walking, probably the best rendition of that song ever. I love Crispin Glover. I think it's going to be a Crispin Glover themed show if I can dig up enough stuff on the web for a show. This is I Like the Scribbles. My name is Chris. The student union at UBC did not want this show to happen. They emptied the building, locked all the doors, and put this kind of, I don't know, this Fourth Reich, Third Reich kind of proctor in the building in charge of it. This kind of guy that looks at you, sees you at the door, and then goes and hides in his office and acts like he didn't see you, doesn't hear you banging on the door and yelling, "Let me in." So luckily, he's only human, and I found a secret way in. It took me a while, but I did ninja my way into the student union building. Who knows, you might have seen me on the security cameras and the police are already on their way to escort me out, but that's the lengths I go to do this show every week. Well, at least when I don't show up on time, I have to do that. But yeah, so that's my excuse for being late, and also unprepared. I was not allowed in the building. And the student union building, I tell you, it's got lots of doors. Usually there's one that's open. I mean, there's hundreds of doors in this building. It's massive. And unfortunately, none of them are open today. None of them. I had to climb in a air vent and drop down from the ceiling between laser beams and roll under a closing door to get in here. So, yeah. So, basically, I wanted to start off the show with something for my friend Kevin. My only fan out there who's not even listening right now, but he'll be listening tomorrow to the podcast. Don't forget, you can check out podcasts of pretty much any show on CITR at citr.ca. So if you're like, oh God, it's not I Like the Scribbles again, I wish I could hear Shake a Tail Feather again, Well, you probably, well, not Shake a Tail Feather. You could listen to last week's Shake a Tail Feather. This week's wouldn't be up yet, but yeah, you know what I mean. Anyway, CITR.ca. Check that out. This is Mechanical Robot Man for Kevin. Mechanical Robot Man is a mashup of Daft Punk's Robot Rock. And let me just quickly check the credits here. Bent Bolt and the Mechanics, Mechanical Man. You're on CITR 101.9 FM.
The crowd is jumping as the beat comes to an end. Rewind, let the band start over again. At R&B Fair, there are lots of happy faces. The beats take your body and mind to different places. I like it best when the beats are hated. The rhythm pumps and there's no way you can fake it. Yeah, that's just the way I like things. The show must be over before the bat plays things. So listen up, everybody get on the floor. And give it up till you haven't got any more. One more thing, could you be so kind as to talk to the DJ? Rewind.
Rewind the track. Spin the record and take it back. Rewind the track. Spin the record and take it back. Rewind the track. Spin the record and take it back.
Let the groove stop, got to make the joint rock. This set is designed to put your body in shock. It's so funky, you have to move your behind. Now give a shout to the DJ. Rewind. The people shout for more of that crazy rhythm. They know what they want, and you know what to give them. This is what you do, put your finger to the flex. Click on the wrist and spin a needle back. This rack is so fresh, it's almost finger-licking. The bass line is tough, and the beats are kicking. A better record it would be hard to find. So give that out to the DJ. Rewind.
Rewind the track. Spin the record and take it back. Rewind the track. Spin the record. Spin the record and rewind the track. Spin the record and take it back. Now that you got the knack. Hey. Now that you got the knack. Hey,
get
back.
Peace.
Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
you feel like dancing. There is a rave on the space station tonight in the discotheque, which features an enormous picture window view of planet Earth. Remember, as an international station, the drug and alcohol laws are not as strict as they are back on Earth.
I must say, it's very interesting, having spent 3 years teaching Eliza Doolittle to speak English, to now be taught by you, Mr. Darley.
Thank you. My service is very cooperative. One of the most important is the papillon.
The butterfly.
No. You listen to me.
Yeah.
Butterfly.
Butterfly?
Yes. Butter, the mixture of butter, the fly, and the E.
Butterfly?
Fly.
Butterfly?
Butterfly? Butterfly? Butterfly?
The butterfly?
No. Butterfly?
Butterfly? Fly?
Yes. Butterfly?
Butterfly? By George, I've got it.
What a Wordsworth.
Inject some irrational quality.
What a Wordsworth.
Words in papers, words in books. Words on TV, words for cooks. Words for comfort, words for peace. Words to make the fighting cease. Words to tell you what to do.
Words are working hard for you.
Eat your words, but don't go hungry.
Words have always merely hung me.
Words of nuance, words of skill, and words of romance are a thrill.
Words are stupid, words are fun.
Words can put you on the run.
Connecticut. Connecticut in your way.
Connecticut.
No. Connecticut.
Connecticut.
No. Connecticut.
Thank you. Connecticut.
No. Connecticut. A little pause. Connecticut. 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 Connecticut.
Very much.
What's a word?
He'll stop. Don't stop. Stop.
Yeah, check it out. Public enemy number one. Lord Bossom on the set. Word back. Bad character you see up on the screen.
Unjust, sinful, vicious.
Guess who's a new bad character in town? Causing mischief in your city. Spinning shit around. I smack a nigga with a brick. Talking out of place. Like I was sniffing paint. Lace. Flying up out of space. Lord Quas. Put your best to a metamorphosis. Heavy slaving in my dungeon while I'm eating surface. So bitch, wait. I'm watching pornos with Rome. We analyze for the astral black shit. Bad look out the grass to hit so we get lit. We commence the astral traveling, grabbing up skin, so we can play a game of javelin.
I'm labeled as a bad character, no matter what I do. I'm labeled as a bad character. I'm labeled as a bad character, no matter what I do. I'm labeled as a bad character. I'm labeled as a bad character.
I'm always looking under some girl's dress with a vest, cause some ducks wanna put me to rest. Now I'm a soldier in the town drinking butterfly snapple. I'm walking around the street passing out poison apples.
Oh shit, he's dead.
Now it's time to skip town.
I know who that was.
Hey yo, the dirty niggas know how I get down. I stab a nigga in the chest with a pitchfork from behind and rob some rich folk for making my ancestors eat swine. Y'all niggas coming slower than guns while I'm on the run of the director. I'm labeled as a bad character. Yo. I'm labeled as a bad character. No matter what I do, I'm labeled as a bad character.
I'm going to be a bad character. I'm going to be a bad character.
warned you, folks. I warned you, sister. Yes, I'm the new bad character.
Good morning, sunshine.
Damn.
Good morning, sunshine.
Yo.
Good morning, sunshine. Shine. Good morning, sunshine. Good morning, sunshine.
I ain't the cat y'all saw yesterday. At least I mean by tomorrow I won't be anyway. Whole new ball game, whole new day.
Buggy, don't it?
Your overgrown headlight. I asked you for the last time. Why you so unkind? How many years of time I asked you? Sister Baker's blue. You don't look out for us more than you do. Curious, huh? Curious yellow, ain't ya?
Nah, it ain't religion.
You know I don't go for that chosen few. Amen.
I just testing you. Rain.
That sure is lame. You must figure out stone lost my brain. Rain. That sure is lame.
Good morning, sunshine.
I catch y'all saw yesterday. At least I mean by tomorrow I won't be anyway. Whole new ball game.
Whole new day.
Curious, ain't ya? Curious. Yellow.
My aunt Emma.
She drowned in that boat on
Labor Day.
Chilling a big white yellow hat.
It was all yellow. Brand new.
The hat was green. And she was too.
Everybody's dead.
When they found her.
Like some little Titanic.
Cause she didn't come up right away.
Reverend
Coleman said it was to punish her.
For a fast way.
But he always talked like that anyway.
You know, can't be contradicting.
Trying to scare folks to grease his trade.
Lord, put that money in.
That's what my Uncle Leroy used to say. And Emma was always a practical one. In the family anyway. Then she reached in her pocket and gave
number. They're going to hit today. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine. I ain't the cat you saw yesterday. At least I mean by tomorrow I won't be anyway.
Whole new ball game.
Whole new day.
First thing I'm gonna do is send down a box load of roses to have them put on Aunt Emma's grave. Next I'm gonna buy myself some shades. So if I'm out in the day, I won't have to look at you. Last time you and that Garmin District Cadillac gonna trump on me.
What's the loop, digger?
Man, it's the loop, digger.
My nigga.
Yo, what's the loop, digger?
Yo, what's the loop, digger?
Man, it's the loop, digger.
My nigga.
Yo, what's the loop, digger?
Yo, what's the loop, digger?
Man, it's the loop, digger.
My nigga.
Yo, what's the loop, digger?
It's the loop, digger.
Man, it's the loop, digger.
My nigga.
Some niggas be sampling the same ass shit. Some niggas be looping up them played out hits. But that's more for me plus the peeps I'm down with. We strive to create some way out of this shit that you ain't heard yet. We building up respect. Then come the check. Then I cash chips. You know I go get more stacks of wax. Fuck CDs, cassettes, 8-tracks and that. Fuck all that shit, cat.
I remember.
I was stealing old records from my aunt's closet. Back in the days, I didn't even know that I could make a profit off it. I dropped loops to make you feel like you've been taking swiggers.
Da-da-da-da.
It was the return, nigga.
It's the loop, digger.
Man, it's the loop, digger.
My nigga.
Yo, it's the loop, digger.
It's the loop, digger.
Man, it's the loop, digger. Digger. Excuse me.
Yes, you looking for something?
No prices on these records, right?
Oh, the jazz records? Those aren't marked yet. But if you look over here, do you have anything in mind?
You happen to have any, Stanley Cowell? Like 1970 stuff.
I never heard of him.
Rather East or something.
Has he made any hits?
Ain't got none of that.
I doubt if I have him. I doubt it.
Well, back there, you got some Grand Green or something?
Grand Green, yes. 1958?
Korea in a space. I'm looking for that shit. It's on the Atlantic, 1968.
No, sorry.
What kind of breaks you got then?
You got a white selection of Simon Harris.
Simon Harris breaks. Now I'm looking for some shit with some real songs.
Yeah.
So fuck.
Excuse me?
Fuck it.
We got Redbone breaks.
Y'all got any reggae up in this?
No, we have no reggae in here.
Nothing?
No, nothing.
I'm out, buddy.
All right. Yo, Madlib.
Have a good day.
Yo, I know you coming with all this other shit, man, but I want you to hit him with that raw shit right about now. You know what you gotta do.
1, 2, 1, 2. Selective approach provides the essential conditions for creative freedom. I got shit on deck, just like a pelican. The beat conductor orchestrate, put you under my spell again. I drop the soul inside your ear hole, add the bass line, then I hit you with a fat drum roll.
Hit it.
I'm tackling gods and dogs on Holy Thursday, like David Axelrod. I keep it raw from the first day. I want it in the worst way, but don't pay more than $10. Get together, we can't kick it's like we Luke Scholars. Keeping Clifford Jordan on down to Willie Mason. The proposition, Cassia to George, good for lacing. It's like I got a gold mine in my soul supply. Niggas asking.
Yo, Madlib, why you waste so much money on records and getting high, man?
Man, I got no time for silly shit. You throw this record on, pack a bowl, take a hit.
Red you ever seen.
Come on, feet. Do your thing.
Come on, baby.
Don't cop out on me.
Come on, baby.
Don't give in on me.
Come on, legs.
Come on, cruise for me.
Anyway, the way I pick them up and put them down, even if I got my name on it, won't catch me now.
Won't catch me now.
Never put us in some cold ass ground. Sure it's dark, never been out this way. Anyway, I'm safe and sound, but we broke the Olympic 220, cross country or something.
You're lonely.
Whatever happened to the sun, sure gone away. Sure blacker than a landlord's soul, must have run all day.
Yeah. Must have run all day.
Must have run all day.
You have a bit. Must have run all day.
Come on, feet.
Cruise for me.
Come on, feet.
Come on, run.
Cruise for me.
Come on, feet.
Come on, feet.
Come on, feet. Come on, run. Come on, run.
Browsing through the crazy that I can't cut this track cause it's older. I played a few tunes yesterday with sponsors. Real cool. They digged it. The new album came in. It's at your local stores, Quasimodo's and Greed. I'm gonna play a couple tunes for y'all. Y'all get y'all recorded off. If y'all sleep, you know, then y'all have dreams about this. This is WCDP, 88.1 FM, Midnight Hour.
All right, it's maybe 20 minutes to 2 a.m. Listening to I Like the Scribbles. I promised some Crispin Hellion Glover, but unfortunately the interweb doesn't want to cooperate with me. And I'm having a hard time. I mean, we don't have any Crispin Glover here at the studio, and I'm having trouble finding anything other than just like low quality YouTube stuff, which is not really what I want to be playing. But on the bright side. Oh yeah, and I also tried, I also brought in a DVD here, but of course the cheap ass computer we have doesn't play DVDs. And I did bring my laptop, but my cheap ass laptop apparently doesn't play DVDs either, because it's encrypted or some junk like that. So we don't get to listen to Beat Street at all. But I did find there was some good music in the playlist. For example, there's a Spankrock like mixtape sampler thing, but there's also DJ Kentaro, former DMC world champion. I've never heard this guy, but he does have... What? Well, let's see. This song apparently features The Far Side on one of his tracks, but then it says on the sticker here, it says not on promo, so I don't know if it's going to be what it says it is or not. So, anyways, Far Side. Somewhat the band I haven't heard anything from for about 10-15 years, but one of my favorites. Anyways, I Like the Scribbles here on CITR. I've got tickets for the Cinematic Orchestra coming up September 18th that I haven't been able to give away in about 3 weeks now. So if anybody wants to go there and they realize, like, oh, fuck, I'm an idiot for not calling in all this time, 822-2487 is the number. And if you repent, I'll give you the tickets.
To the dance floor. You ready? World famous.
Original B-boy. Yo, here we go. Far Side.
One late night Sunday, on the 25th floor, deep in Roppongi. Kimo Sabe, Uncle Imani, get the party hotter than the Mojave. Beat hits harder than the beast Mugabe. Grab somebody and move your body, says Uncle Imani.
What?
Every line I lay, my rhyme display. Marvelous Brown, what you got to say?
What? Got to keep on moving, got to keep on dancing.
Off our side, gon' break the wall. Keep on, girl, now don't fall.
Got to keep on moving. Got
to
keep on bouncing.
Everybody partying, can't you see?
S-I-K-I's on the beat.
The world famous phantasmagorical. The order is to make you move and groove like it ain't no tomorrow. Far Side is bigger than Kilimanjaro. West Covina, the Iwo Jima, the Key Largo. While Kentaro fights up the wax like a samurai.
Samurai.
Jenga to my Jenga. This ain't nothing but a banger. Far Side, changer.
The best in the party and the newest on. Can't cut mustard, spray Bouton. Ain't nothing wrong with the bottle of Dom. She shrugged for
the charm, it's where you from.
From the land called All of Mania, we catch up later, we continue to laugh. Rub my hand and said, let's go.
Send me to the phone, but things are slow.
Whoa, hot, sweaty, things got hotter.
Right after John Q, Pina Colada,
yes, where I'm standing, Santa Ramada.
Let's keep on dancing, all in heaven.
Atmosphere, listen to the cut, the DJ drop, baby, right here.
What?
It's where it belongs. Maybe we can cut out, but this is my song, so.
Got to keep on moving. Got to keep on dancing.
Off our side, gon' break the wall. Keep on, girl, now don't you stall.
Got to keep on moving. Got to keep on bouncing.
Everybody partying, can't you see? S-I-K-I's on the beat. You call me, it's all good, man.
Yo, I got you.
This is what I got to say. It's all good, man.
Boy.
Yo, Hugo. I see PM, it's Pumper 120. Whoop that trip to Jennifer, oh Jenny. Got another banger, gimme, please gimme. Rubbing in your Mr. shape, oh you hear me? That's all the time I'm chugging out skinny. DJ Philly record, had another round of me. She was cool, but now she's too friendly. Bring it inside, they have to send me the
keep on, girl. 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 Keep on.
You ready?
Yeah.
What's up? Hey, hey, come on, drop it, man.
Give me that mic. You ready?
One late night Sunday, on the 25th floor, deep in Roppongi. Kimo Sabe, Uncle Imani, get the party hotter than the Mojave. Beats hit harder than the Beast Bugatti. Grab somebody and move your body, says Uncle Imani.
What?
Every line I lay, my rhyme display. Marvelous brown,
what
brown,
you
got to say.
What?
Too much form, pull my face and check your form. Check my blog, it's from your dog. No flicking, no fronting. DJ guitar on the deck, steady telling like a sushi chef. Oh, she's left. I like the way she moves, sway to the groove. Like the palm trees in Inglewood. Guitar roll, call me, it's all good, man.
Got to keep on moving. Got to keep on dancing.
Off our side, gon' break the wall. I keep on, girl, now don't you stall.
Got to keep on moving. Got to keep on bouncing.
Everybody partying, can't you see? S-I-K-I's on the beat.
Bring that beat back. 1, 2, 3, 4. What's next, DJ?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Shake that nasty body, baby, show me that you're equal. Put in work, push a little overtime, your twerk. Move it through that earthy jerk, till that ass fall out your skirt. Pick your hands up in the air, yeah. Save a little dough, never popping crisp. Pull a little work, bring it off a mess. Be more niggas, get down like this. Call me crazy, but Jesus ain't gonna save me. And bitch, me trust, I changed the game as if it was my baby. People, they never understand just how deep is our issue till we put it in our hand. Push, pull on the trigger, fuck them, aim for the head. So inspired, we gon' fire till all them niggas dead. All them niggas dead. Give them all the shit we got, all the shit we got. Show them how we earn that rock. Run that tape back till it pop. Turn the heat up, make them rock. Shake them titties, make them knock. Damn these hoes, they know they hot. Press up on them when the beat drop.
Ain't got no money, baby. No real place to go. Turn up them tweeters, baby. Till our speakers blow. Sing case arrive. Blowing shotties in our car. Though we may not make it far. Ain't nobody where we are. Ain't got no money, baby. No real place to go. Turn up them tweeters, baby. Till our speakers blow. Sing case arrive. Blowing shotties in our car. Though we may not make it far. Ain't nobody where we are. Ain't got no money, baby. No real place to go. Turn up them tweeters, baby. Till our speakers blow. Sing this around, blow shots in our car. Though we may not make it far. Ain't nobody where we are. Ain't got no money, baby. No real place to go.
place to go. Turn up the tweeters, baby. Turn up speeders, no. In case of rock, blowing shotties in our car. Though we may not made it far, ain't nobody where we are.
There's going to be a very hot session this afternoon. This session is about to begin.
Honey, I got rhythm. I have it.
With the first game.
moment, made possible the thrilling reproduction of the brilliant treble tone.
Anytime you're ready. Super duper. Hello, Crispin Glover.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
glad to be out here in the midst of New York being interviewed.
And why are you here? Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
I'm promoting my film, What Is It? And really this film, What Is It? Is a reaction to growing up in the media in Los Angeles, or specifically corporately funded film.
Yeah, you have like a very specific take on the C word, the corporate word.
You know, it's not that I don't hate it, the corporate world, if you're meaning it to be playing with it, but I have really, over the years, carefully analyzed what the financial situations are for getting art accomplished. Corporations will necessarily not fund movies that have anything that can possibly make audiences uncomfortable. Anything that is beyond the realm of that which is considered good and evil. That means if anything is possibly considered bad or evil that sits within the film, it necessarily has to be pointed to and stated to the audience, this is the way to think about that thing. There can be no gray area about it. It's black and white, and this is the right way to think, and that's it. And what is not funded in films is a film that goes beyond these boundaries of good and evil. If there's something within the film that is questionable and it is not pointed to, but it lets the audience question, what does that mean? What is it? What are these taboos? What is it that it is meaning to this culture? And that's where the title of the film really ends up coming into play.
Because your film is called What Is It?
Exactly.
So what is it with your film?
What is it that we are not supposed to be thinking about? And ultimately, what does that mean within our culture? And then those are important questions. Like I said, it isn't giving the answers, but those questions are important ones for people to think about.
When you talk about the corporation, it always feels like it's like a Star Chamber scenario. There's like a really dark room with like little lamps above everybody's head.
Well, it's interesting.
But what do you feel like, whether it's true or not, but what's like your instinct when you are trying to raise funding for a film? Do you think people are going, here comes that nutty Crispin Glover again with his kooky ideas
absolutely.
And his what the heck's he up to?
That's almost, exactly what they're thinking.
And then it's like, well,
it was
let's
a good
have
impression of exactly what's inside of their head.
And it's kind of like, let's have him in for like a carnival kind of visit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, I did go to a corporation with a different screenplay, and I wanted to have a majority of the cast to be played by actors with Down syndrome. That was a no.
Right.
People say, oh, it's shock value. And I don't think there's anything shocking in it. I understand that there are things that there's a lot of taboo in it that audiences aren't used to seeing, but that's different than just shock. There's something that can genuinely be contemplated.
What are the biggest taboos in the film to you, then? I mean, there's the ones that people latch onto immediately, which I find kind of boring.
Right.
But there's like the fact that your actors all have Down syndrome.
Right, right. This film is not in any way, shape, or form trying to make a movie about Down syndrome at all. And the people that are in the film, that act in it, are playing characters that don't have Down syndrome. What they are representing is an element, a psychological element of my reaction to a certain displacement I personally have within the culture, within this media. When I look into the face of somebody that has Down syndrome, I see a history. And history of somebody that has really lived their entire lives outside of the culture. By having most of the actors in the film being cast with what feels to be that innate quality, it gives a whole the whole film has a feeling of being removed from the society.
Crispin Glover, you kind of do everything. You're kind of like, you should have like a ranch dressing in a suit, like a Paul Newman kind of thing. When's your popcorn and ranch dressing coming out?
I haven't gone into the food industry, but I did publish this one. I published, I think it was 1987 or 9. They're heavily illustrated books, and when I show the film before that, I do an hour-long presentation. I call it Crispin Helen Glover's Big Slideshow. Which I'm trying to advertise a bit more as being let people know, because there's some confusion as to actually it is a 1 hour dramatic presentation that I perform, and I almost hate to say it, but people almost always universally really react 100% positively to the slideshow, and I have more questionings about the film. What is it? I'm on some levels most proud of What Is It, because I put a lot of time into that. It took me 9.5 years from the first day of shooting the what was going to be a short film to having a 35 millimeter print of the feature film, and it's very time consuming and it's very difficult. And there's
never
something
wake up and go, why the hell am I doing this? I'm wasting my life.
That is one thing that I was always very consistent. I never had a question that I always was working on it. There was never a pause where I just said there was never a thought in my head of I can't do it. It was always I'm doing this. Right. It's like even hard for me to say it. It just was not an allowable thought in my head. This had to be done, and it was going to be done. And year seven, you know, you're talking to people, and you know they think this guy's never going to make this movie. And so, I am relieved, and now I have this other one. And it's taking time, but at least I have the proof now of I made that film. And
yeah, you can just go, see, I'm not full of bullshit.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm very glad of it. Well, thanks for a great interview.
You're not full of bullshit.
Extremely intelligent conversation. So
well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to your salad dressing.
Well, thank you. Maybe. You never know. You never know what's going to happen in the future.
I love you. All of my love.
He's dead. Now we can have a good time.
It's time for the puppet show.
More snails. 400 more injections. I shall be an invertebrate.
The king of I, work for me.
Free of this human form.
Praise the Lord.
Free up this opposable thumb.
Oh. No!
His name is Ramo, and his specialty is art on Beat Street.
Beat Street!
Henry is a drummer and an ex-Marine, as a strange singer patient to the Beat Street scene on Beat Street.
Beat Street!
Music is a language understood, and the goal is to make it to Hollywood.
wood, some tape it, play it, dance or spray it on the walls, on the halls, and some just say it on Beach Street.
On Beach Street!
Spinning on the sidewalk, trying to make a buck. Little brother Lee's gonna need a little luck. He's a breakdance spinner, contest winner, but just like the rest, he's looking for a break on Beach Street. If you don't know what hip-hop is about, then stop looking, listen, and check this out. Beat Street.
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 Beat Street. Funky, funky beat.
Tell them all, stop,
Come and get me. Come on. Kitty, 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 kitty. Uh-oh! Cat overboard! Not much of a swimmer, is he?
Hey!
Crispin Glover, from Reuben and Ed. My cat can eat a whole watermelon. Let's see. Before that, we heard, like I said, some DJ Kentaro, the album Enter. It was pretty good, actually. We heard the tracks Keep On, we heard Free, and we heard that drum and bass track which was called Rainy Day. Rainy Day, I noticed it was raining on the way over here. It was starting to rain on the way out here. Of course, day I'm going to go camping, the day it rains. It's supposed to be sunny the day after, but it doesn't matter really, because I'll be at work. Anyways, it's like 2:20. Fortunately, the show was cut short by the evil proctor of the Student Union building, but I'm going to throw on this Darko of Spank Rock sample. We've already heard three tracks from it. We heard, last one we heard was, oh yeah, I had Blockheads, The Art of Walking. Next is going to be Cold Cut. Then Mr. Scruff, DJ Food, Eamon Tobin, TTC, the great French rappers, TTC, with a track called Pas la peine d'appeler, je ne réponds pas au téléphone. Don't bother calling, I won't answer the telephone. Okay, we won't call. Don't forget to check out latest issue of Discorder, which should be hitting newsstands shortly. An awesome article in there by yours truly. Well, I don't know. Awesome is kind of exaggerating, but it's, well, the only article I've ever written, so it doesn't really matter so much that it's not that good, right? Subject, Maddie MJ, 2007. And, yeah, I'm just going to throw on this Spank Rock CD. Until next week, it's been a blast. Enjoy yourselves out there. Enjoy the rest of the summer. And nobody's going to get these tickets to Cinematic Orchestra because nobody has called in, which is very sad. Anyways, see you next week.
Cold breeze, all that we need is to plant the good seed. Something to live for, something to believe. So if I don't know. get to know, but too cool. Keeping them cracks up low, it's true school. Far from the regular nun, you used to. And kind of stylish up on schools too. Mine ain't so in tune and goose too.
Cooler than, cooler than, cooler.
So if I don't know, best get to know, but too cool. Keeping them cracks up low, it's true school. Far from the regular nun, you used to. And kind of stylish up on schools too. Mine ain't so in tune and goose too.
Cooler than, cooler than, cooler.
Mixed teams, sound sharp, fix big. Tight crease, grease, they cling. My tongue is the truth. My mind's the machine. All the dreams fall fantastic. Get street. It's all fitted to the same tank. It's 16. It's Sarah Sharp. Fix, fit, crease, grease, they cling.
Sing, sing.
Quand je pratique le temps, y en a plus pour toi. Le temps, y en a plus pour toi.
sugars off me now. It's taken me oh so long, but darling, I've been so wrong. So sugars off me now, sugars off me now. You're freaking me like a dream. Sugar cane, sugar me now. Honey, it's all too much, kicking me into touch. So sugar salt me now. Something's been